Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that an individual with specific genetic variation related to collagen type 3 may be more likely to have an ACL injury. Additionally, a gene-gene interaction may exist between two different genetic variants related to collagen that increase the risk of ACL injury among females. Various types of collagen are present in the anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL. We've previously seen evidence that genetic variations among genes that produce components of the ACL may increase the risk of ACL injuries, but very few investigators have looked at the risk of an ACL injury when someone has multiple genetic variations. Therefore, the authors investigated whether individual gene variants within four genes related to collagen, as well as the combination of these variants, increased the risk of an ACL rupture. The authors explored these genetic variants in two different populations. The first population consisted of 477 Caucasian South African, of which 242 were surgically diagnosed with an ACL rupture, and 235 self-reported no history of an ACL injury. The second group consisted of 234 Polish participants, where 91 participants were surgically diagnosed with an ACL rupture, and 143 self-reported no previous ACL injury. The authors matched the injured and uninjured participants in each cohort for weight and height. Additionally, the Polish group was matched for sex. To determine gene-gene interaction, researchers used previous genes that were individually associated with ACL injury risk and separately analyzed male and female subgroups. The researchers demonstrated an association within the Polish cohort between a collagen 3A1 variant and ACL rupture, where those carrying that variation were almost four times more at risk for an ACL rupture compared with controls. No genetic associations to ACL injuries were found within the South African cohort. Finally, there was a gene-gene interaction among females in both cohorts. Specifically, females carrying a collagen 5A1 variation and the collagen 12A1 variation were more likely to have an ACL injury compared with females not carrying these variations. There were no gene-gene interactions within the male subgroup. This was a novel study that found that there may be a gene-gene interaction that increases a female's risk for an ACL rupture. The interaction is important because if we only looked at one genetic variation, it may mask the risk because the true risk required a second genetic variation to be present. This highlights the complexity of using genetic risk factors. If we want to use genetic testing to identify a patient at high risk, we may need to look at the whole genetic picture, or at least as much as possible. Owing to the fact that an ACL injury has many intrinsic and extrinsic factors contributing to the risk, future research should consider further gene-gene interactions, as well as the role of an interaction between environment and genetics. Clinically, these findings may help explain why females may be at greater risk of an ACL injury, and medical personnel should be educating females on these risks, as well as preventative measures. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study that found that the number of previous hamstring injuries, active knee extension deficits, isometric knee flexion force deficit at 15 degrees, and the presence of localized discomfort on palpation just after return to play are associated with a higher hamstring re-injury rate, but MRI findings were not. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.